Okay, number one, agenda item number one, report and possible discussion on annual audit report by Badger Stratton and Company, John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I will introduce Mike O'Brien, who is here also with Michael Chandler. They're with Badger Stratton, who's our audit firm that did the audit for the two plans, both the defined, there's two reports, as you all saw in your thing, there's the defined benefit plan and defined contribution plan. I'll let Mike take over.
Thank you, John. Good morning, everyone. We have three documents in your bulletin materials. The first one is the letter on conduct of audit. If you could locate that. I'm not going to go through it page by page, but I will give you a summary of what it says. This is the letter that auditors issue to boards that have oversight over financial reporting. There's certain information we're required to communicate, so I'll highlight that. If you have any questions, please let me know. We were engaged to audit the financial statements of the retirement plans, the defined contribution and the defined benefit plan. We completed that. We have the draft financials that will be issued in final form once there's approval today, or if there's changes, we'll make any necessary changes. We're ready to issue our unqualified or clean opinion on the financial statements, which is what you'd like to hear from your auditor, saying that they're fairly stated in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. So our audit is focused on the financial statements, the required format presentation, and all the required disclosures. The audit went smoothly this year. No issues, no dispute or disagreement with management on any accounting or auditing matters. There weren't any audit adjustments. There's no past audit adjustments or things that we just didn't require to be reported because they were immaterial. And there weren't any new accounting standards or changes in accounting required this year, so everything was pretty clean and straightforward. That's the highlights of those four or five pages. And if you go to the first document, I think, document one, which is the retirement plan, the defined benefit plan, I'm going to hit a few highlights on pages of this document for you. If you had any questions on other pages, let me know. But the first page is the independent auditor's report. It's behind the table of contents. This is our report. The rest of the financial statements reports are the responsibility of management. We do issue this report that says that the financial statements are fairly presented in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. The last paragraph on that first page indicates there are certain required supplementary information that have to accompany these financial statements. The management discussion analysis, which is management's overview of the report. There's a required format for that from the General Government Accounting Standards Board. And then there's two actuarial information at the end, the schedule of funding progress and the schedule of employee contributions. That's derived from actuarial information. There's required information to disclose, but we don't audit that. We do review it to make sure it's in conformity with all the requirements and there's nothing that's inconsistent with the financial statements. So that's what the auditor's report says. I see some of you are on the management discussion analysis, which is page two. And this starts really a plain English type disclosure from management of changes in the financial statements and significant trends. And I would just point out that table there at the bottom of the page, one with several colors on it. This is a three-year snapshot. It's not as in as much detail as the financial statement pages, but the things I would highlight, the third line down, total net assets, as you can see over a three-year period, net assets, which is the difference between assets and liabilities, has decreased slightly, which is, I guess, is what you would expect in a plan that's frozen and paying out benefits. Nothing drastic there, but that is a trend. The next line under the net investment income, That's a summary of several net investment income categories, which I'll show you in more detail in a minute. But you can see that's kind of the significant news is, as you expect in the investment markets today, you know, it's continuing to see a significant decline year over year in investment income. And of course, 2011, calendar 2011 wasn't a great year in the stock market. I'm sure you'll get more information on that, or you have in the past. But, and then the third line down there, benefits paid to participants. As you can see, there's a continuing slight increase each year in benefits paid to participants as more folks retire, et cetera. So that's a trend I think you would expect to see. This is a good page because you can see more than 2 years. It gives you a three-year snapshot as well. I have to point that out. So that's kind of an overview. And if you would page back to page six, which is the actual financial statements. Keep going more. One more there. There you go. It's page six in my document. Keep going past all the management discussion and analysis. The first page of the financial statements. No, you had it right the first time. Go back up.
There you go.
Another one. Well, there you go. This is what's called statement of plan net assets available for benefits. In the private accounting world, you normally call this a balance sheet. The format is a little different. This is the detail of what I was showing you on the summary page. Gives you all of the assets, all of the liabilities. The bottom half of the page looks funny because there's all zeros. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the defined contribution component that used to be in this plan has now been spun off. Since there's still activity in 2011 on the income statement, we continue to show the balance sheet as zero. So you'll know there's no assets. But and the individual components here, there's really nothing of significance to point out. The next page, seven, is the statement of changes in plan net assets. We'll give you all the breakdown of the investment income and the deductions and expenses. At the top of the page in the investment income category, this is the breakout of that summary I showed you on the first page we went over, but the net investment income for the year was $882,000 compared to $2.6 million in the prior year, with obviously the largest variation there in the net appreciation in fair value of your investments, which is the investment portfolio performance.
I notice our employer's contribution shows $315,312, and that's what the contribution was?
Yes, sir. That's what it was back in September of 11.
That's
right at the beginning of that.
That's period. Why it's not reconciled.
Actually, that was in the middle of the period, but that's why. Yes.
And that's why it doesn't reconcile with our actuarial.
Right. The actuarial thing shows it as if it was made. There's two numbers. There's one that was made. It was made at the beginning of the period of the latter part. Yes, sir.
Everybody has now. The defined benefit is gone completely. Everybody's got their rollover.
We have three accounts. We started with 147 accounts that we were distributing out on the DC plan.
Right.
And we're down to three accounts that we still have. A couple of them involve a Quadro, some things that we're still have to work through.
Done good.
Will happen. We're almost there.
You've done good.
The next page on the footnotes, there are a lot of footnotes that just let you know there's a detailed wealth of information here. The first one, note A, gives you an overview, general description of the plan. It is a general description. It's not the same. I mean, it's not in the same sort of legal detail as you get in the summary plan description, but it gives you an overview of much of the plan and the accounting requirements. In case you're interested, there are several pages there. On page 13, footnote C, there's a lot of information about investments and the investment policy. If anybody ever wanted to refer to something, this is a good place to go. you have questions on the investment or the investment policy. On page 14 in note C, there's actually a breakdown, a summary breakdown of the investment portfolio as of the last 2 years, and gives you the fair value and the cost in each type category of investments, in case you want to see how they were doing. And of course, in 2012, you started entering into the real estate investments, so that's new as compared to 2011. And the other thing I'd highlight real quick is on the last page of the footnotes, in footnote G on page 17, which is where we have some information about the actuarial data and some of the actuarial assumptions, but in that table with all the asterisks, it shows that, you know, where the board approved the change in the investment rate of return and the 20-year close period. So it's disclosed to the reader that those assumptions have been changed. In the summary table, on two pages back on page 18, the schedule of funding progress, we just excerpt this from the actuarial reports that are, that's how you were on our page there. Okay. And the trend, as you guys are well aware, on the unfunded actuarial accrued liability, which is the fourth column over from the left, back in 2007, there was a overfunded actuarial liability, and now with some of the changes in the assumptions, in 2012, it's a $7.5 million underfunded actuarial liability, with the funded ratio being at about 73% of payroll.
Okay, you did mention one of the comments you made, that there were no changes, or
in accounting standards.
Right, in accounting standards. I may have missed this, so forgive me if I'm being an oversight. We've gone from a 30-year amortization basis to a 20-year. That's happened apparently in this last year.
That was pursuant to our discussion we had from our last meeting.
It was?
There was two things we changed as a result of the committee's discussion. One was the reduction of the target rate from 7.5% to 6.5%, and then going from 30-year amortization to 20-year, both of which result in a little more aggressive contribution.
I just didn't recall the 20 years. So that's my oversight. I beg your pardon.
And those are actuarial assumptions that feed into the actuarial
sure.
data.
Yeah, those are important.
They do impact in the future years of the employer funding, but they didn't impact.
Well, I was asleep at that part of the discussion.
We're not going to confuse you with that.
All right.
The majority of the thing changes.
I don't remember discussing. That's all I'm saying. And that change was done. That change was done before the committee. I just don't remember it.
We'll go back and see. I know the discussion about the obviously the percentage and stuff. But I think the committee discussed talking about some other assumptions and things like that. And maybe if that was, I go back and look and listen to the thing. Maybe
that's a lot of trouble. If the committee members remember us discussing it. It's a good thing. I'm not opposing it or anything. I just don't remember us doing it. Okay. I remember the 6.5, 7.5.
I remember that discussion.
If I was asleep, that could have happened.
I have to go back and listen. He was here and maybe discussed it. Okay. It may have been that was not something that y'all
it was just an
formally
assumed
took
thing.
Action, but it was, I think, you may have taken away that's one of the changes to. And if that's a problem, we can certainly
I don't see that being a problem at all.
It's more conservative.
I'm for it. I'm for it all the way.
I think you guys what you all were wanting to do, which was to...
I'm for it. I just want... Okay. trying to keep up with the things to make sure we're doing it.
I think that's...
Right, because we would want to make sure it was officially done properly. That's a big change. It's a material issue, it's an important issue, and if we need to... if it wasn't in there, then we want this committee to get behind it and be for it. That would be my comment. Good. Okay. Anything else, John?
There's a third document in your materials, which is the defined contribution plan. I'll fast forward on this one. If you go to the auditor's report, it says the same thing as previously mentioned on the other audit. If you go back to page 2 in the management discussion and analysis, which is has the table with the colors at the bottom of that page right there. As you expect, since you hadn't distributed anything, total assets are pretty consistent between years. The net investment income, which is right in the middle of that table, again, is on the retirement plan. Net investment income was down compared to last year, which is a trend from basically the stock market investments and bond market. On the balance sheet or statement of plan, that assets on page 5 gives you the full breakdown of the assets and liabilities. Assets were pretty consistent, $2.8 million versus $2.7 in the prior year. As you expect, there's not any significant liabilities because the distributions have not happened at this time. On page 6, on the next page, the statement of changes. Again, really the big trend is if you look at the net appreciation and fair value of investments, 2012, $64,000 versus $187,000 in 2011. That pretty much accounts for the fluctuation between the years of the total assets. The footnotes are similar. There's wealth of information on investments and the plan, how the plan operates. The very last page of the footnotes, page 13, highlights, the tax status, the prior year, filing for the ruling, and then the very last sentence there at the bottom discloses that in April, the authority received a favorable determination and will begin distributing the funds as outlined in another footnote. So that's the defined contribution plan. At next year, this time, hopefully it'll all be zeros.
It's almost zeros now. We're down to just a few, I think it's $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 or something for those last three accounts. That brings up the question about the need for an audit.
Absolutely.
Next year of the plan, so you might comment on that. From this plan, the DC plan.
Right, so at next year this time, balance sheet should all be saved to zero. There'll be activity on the income statement. The question I know Matt and John and I have discussed is, do you want to spend the several thousand dollars?
It's about $4,500 to do that.
Is there anything that said we have to?
I think you get down to that level.
I don't think it makes sense.
Don't lose the money. No.
The assets have been accounted for and they've been distributed, so I don't think there's been any problem there as far as any.
Are you just trying to find the people? Is that part of the problem?
We actually know. Monica might have commented last two or three.
We had Quadros on the three people that are remaining had some legal documents that was splitting it among ex spouses. So it's a little bit more involved.
Yep.
That completes my report.
Thank you very much.